Silicon is the heart of the traditional solar panel. It's an element, number 14 on your periodic table, the substance that gave a name to California's Valley of Technological Development. Silicon helps transform sunshine into solar power. In very broad terms, an electromagnetic particle or photon from the sunlight interacts with electrons from the silicon, producing electricity. An alternate type of solar cell is known as organic photovoltaic, using carbon and plastic. Up to now, silicon has been much more efficient, converting about 18 to 22% of sunlight passing through its cells into electricity. But Chinese researchers have now reached an efficiency rate of 17.3% using organic cells, nearly double the rate of just a few years ago. In the world of solar panels, this is a very big deal. The research was done by a team at Nankai University in Shenzhen, and the results published in the journal Science. If efficiency rates are similar, organic cells would have certain advantages. They're cheaper and lighter than those using silicon. They're also flexible. You could charge your cell phone with a mini solar panel or use them on any wearable device, even on the roofs of cars. Challenges remain, but the BBC quotes an Imperial College scientist who says the latest work is a remarkable result. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.